Hey friends, this is Matt Winger. I serve as the missions director at the Plain City campus, and we're in our series about hospitality and generosity. Today's session is on it's better to give than to receive. Our verse comes from Mark 8, 35 and 36. It says, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet forfeit their soul?" The kingdom of God is upside down, isn't it? At least that's the way it feels most times when I'm reading the Bible. If you want to live, you must die. If you want to be first, you must be last. If you want to have life, you must be willing to lose it. Why is that? Doesn't it seem like God makes following him really hard? Doesn't it feel like he asks too much? Why does it have to be so extreme? God created us in his image with an intensity of soul. Some of us may be more expressive than others, but that passion, that fire, that drive exists in all of us. We can see God's passions throughout Scripture. Once sin entered the story, our intensity, drive, and motivation were corrupted and turned inward. We now see the world through a selfish lens. We have desires that at minimum cause us to self-protect and self-preserve, and at worst can overwhelm us into destructive behaviors. If these desires are not Christ-centered and are left unchecked, they harden our hearts and lead us away from unity with Christ. And so his counsel to us is lose your life. All the things in your world that you think are bringing you life, give them away. That job, that relationship, that house, that experience, whatever it is, we must be willing to let it go. Christ must be our passion, our intensity, our drive. Without Christ at the center, without Christ as the focus, our lives veer off into disappointment, envy, anger, addiction, and tragedy. If we spend our lives always trying to get, we lose. That's why he said, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul?" We must be willing to give away that which we think brings life and trust that Jesus will provide us the life we are looking for. This is a scary proposition. There is a way to save our lives. It's not just about losing. We have to be willing to do it God's way, to follow Jesus's model in how we live. I have experienced this in ebbs and flows in my life. Losing my life is a daily experience. I can look at the big events or milestones in my life, and sometimes those are easier to assess in how I'm doing when it comes to losing my life. But the daily habits, the daily interactions, am I laying down my life? Am I giving away my expectations in those moments so that I can save life? I can tell you when I do it well, God shows up. There is peace and contentment in those moments. When I do it poorly, I have felt the loneliness and emptiness of this world. Whether it's a relationship that doesn't work the way I want it to, or a job that I thought was my ticket to success, or a bank account that I felt gave me security, I have lost life in putting my trust in getting those things. I have these verses, Mark 8, 35 through 36, which we've talked about today. I have them written down in a place where I see them often, because I need to be reminded often. It's a daily surrender that draws me into fellowship with Jesus. It's a daily giving away that brings life. So I hope today, as you're listening, meditating, and praying, that you'll take a moment to ask Jesus, what am I trying to save my life with? What of this world is getting in the way of my relationship with you, Jesus? And ask him, how can I lay that down? How can I die to that you can have him more and know him more today? Thanks, friends. I hope you have a great day.